This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, hit it.
Chris Rongi, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
You know who it
also,
is.
Also, if you didn't know, this is called the show.
Yeah. On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
We have our own brand. Hancock and Keller.
Yeah. Chris and Amy are off today. It's the 4th of July, and this is... might very well be the only live radio talk programming in St. Louis right now, because down the hall is empty, and but we're live. It's the 4th of July. We're sitting right here, and I did something I've not done in 16 years here at the Voice of St. Louis this morning.
Parked successfully between two yellow lines and perfectly parked in the garage.
Not only that,
okay,
I parked in the spot marked Employee of the Month.
Hey, now.
16 years. Neither one. Have you ever been the Employee of the Month?
No.
I've never been the Employee of the Month.
I didn't know they had an Employee of the Month parking spot.
It's right there.
Really?
And I saw it, and I said, you know what? It's a holiday.
Uh-huh.
Nobody's working today.
Right.
I'm working today. That, by definition, makes me the Employee of the Month. So I parked in the Employee of the Month, and it says, if you're not the Employee of the Month, the sign says, you will be towed. So I'll see if they...
Did you dare them? Just come get me.
Yeah.
On 4th of July, Hancock and Kelly in the studio as usual.
I'm living bold, buddy.
Yeah.
And I'm living bold.
You laid it down. I may go out and park in the boss's parking spot.
Do it.
Between
It's the 4th of July. Yeah. Do it.
What is she going to show up?
What a freeing...
On a weekend?
No. What a freeing thing it was to park in the Employee of the Month parking, because after 16 years, is there not a month? And so that's what, 12 months in a year times 16 is
a lot of months.
A lot of months. You take one of them.
Well, you take one of them. Half of the month, like, and gave me half the month. So they said,
we could split the month.
Yeah. We could carpool into the office together.
We could. We absolutely could. I woke up late this morning.
Why so? Does it feel like a Friday or Saturday to you?
It's a Friday.
But what does it feel like? It feels like a weekend, doesn't it?
Well, it's a Friday.
I get that it's a Friday, John.
It's the 4th of July, which we're going to talk about later, because I have very strong personal feelings about the 4th of July. It's an important day
in the history of our nation. Yeah.
My buddy, you know, signed that thing back then.
That Hancock guy?
Yeah, and we're going to talk to Casey Brand, the curator of rare books over at Wash U. She's got one of the...
copies of the Declaration of Independence?
So I'm thinking... when they wrote the Declaration of Independence,
they wrote it a lot.
They had to have, because
they were in trouble.
Well,
school.
I wonder if because they clearly were able to print stuff, right?
Right.
I mean, because you got Thomas Paine writing Common Sense same year, and that got published.
But those were handwritten by.
No, they weren't. They were copied. They were the printing press. You had the, you know, the...
No, I understand Common Sense. I'm saying the Declaration of Independence.
I don't know. That's a good... We'll have to ask Casey Brand about that, whether they made copies of it.
Or if it was all just done by hand.
Right.
Why didn't the penmanship stick in the bloodline? How come your handwriting doesn't have any resemblance?
My handwriting is spectacular.
Yeah. But it's not John Hancock handwriting.
Well, I can do it if I, you know.
You can do the big fancy
J. Yeah, buddy. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I can do it. I've done it.
Did you, when you were growing up and you went to places and John Hancock is so, you know, it's on a building. It's the name of a company.
It's a big name.
Did you have thoughts like, hey, that's I'm a part of that?
Yeah, Uncle John. And as we've discussed many a time here, when I look at the ancestral line, I'm related to many.
Oh, yeah, Taylor Swift, right?
Taylor Swift is a cousin. And,
And you base this on a Google search, correct?
William Shatner.
Wait, but you base this all on a Google search, right?
I'm related to Oliver Wendell Holmes.
Who's that?
The Supreme Court Justice, Michael, a very famous, prominent.
So did you take a blood test, a DNA test?
Ford?
How did you figure out you're related to all these
people? You got the website out there. It's Ken, Famous Ken. And I looked at the famous Ken of John Hancock, who was Uncle John, cousin, I like to call him. And he's related to all these people.
Do you maybe think that this is
William Howard Taft?
Maybe kind of like reading your horoscope.
Distant
it's just kind of made up.
No,
because it would have to be based in science for you to be walking around. They've got the
levels of consanguinity listed there. So, like Taylor, for example, cousin Taylor.
Yeah,
she's a fourth cousin, 20 times removed
of yours,
of mine.
But you're basing your relationship with Taylor Swift off of
John
somebody
Hancock.
Saying that you're related to John Hancock and that she's related to
my
John
cousin.
Hancock.
Well,
and it's based in nothing other than folklore.
No, if you go back and look at it, there were two Hancocks that came to America.
All right, which ones were the horse thieves?
You had my people.
Yeah.
And but then you had John Hancock, whose parents died, and he ended up living with his uncle Thomas.
Uh-huh.
And that's how he got into the whole shipping business, was through his uncle, and that family was based out of Boston.
Okay.
And then there you had John Hancock from the, what's the little mountains in West Virginia? The Shenandoahs. From the Shenandoah County, West Virginia. And they were, shall we say, the poorer
hillbillies?
Branch of the family. They were sort of hillbillies.
Yeah.
And then they produced, eventually, my great-great-great-great-grandfather, Edwin, who settled in Pulaski County, Missouri in 1830.
How about that?
Yeah, shortly after statehood, and
I had a sense of places to pick.
They found the rockiest, hilliest part of the state of Missouri.
Yeah,
and became farmers.
Yeah,
and that's my lineage, and the farming didn't go so well. And when Edwin died, I've got his last will and testament.
Right,
he had a tin cup. He had a three-legged horse, and he had a dodo, whatever that was.
A bird.
It's a farming implement of some sort. But he didn't have much, poor guy.
Honest to God, had a three-legged horse?
He did.
How does that work?
Well, it's because horse with three legs.
When horses break their legs now, they put them down.
Well, back then, you could still,
How were they able to get around on three legs? And
I wasn't there.
I'm not buying all this stuff.
Well,
I think this is all based in the same science.
No, I'm telling you, I've got the Book of Hancock at home. I'll have to bring it in sometime. Some of the names in there are amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what? Because you're
Ophelia.
Ophelia
Hancock. We got out there. Jasper Newton Hancock was one of my, and then my one of my great 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 aunts was Missouri Ann Hancock.
Missouri.
She was named
Ann
Missouri
Hancock.
Ann. Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. Wow. And I met a guy, I don't know, it was 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago. Josh, who's a circus performer. And a good one. And he is a descendant of Missouri Ann Hancock. So we found out that we were cousins.
You got a little bit of carnival in you. I mean, you played a piano.
I do.
You can run a circus.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a Republican, so you know all about
three-ring
circuses.
The circus is, Barnum and Bailey's out of business. You didn't know that.
I did not know that.
Yeah, the PETA put them out.
The closest thing we have to a circus in this town anymore is the sheriff's office.
Yes.
Everything else seems to be, I don't even think we have circuses anymore, do they? Didn't they?
Well, you got, yeah,
the Circus Shriners Flora. Still do their circus?
Well, you got Circus Flora.
Oh, Circus Flora. But I guess when I think about a circus, you think of the old-time circuses where the elephants are walking, holding tails.
Yeah,
and
the animal rights people shut that all down.
They did away with that.
Yeah.
So no, there's no more Shriner Circus. There's
I don't
no
know
more.
About Shriners, but I know that Barnum and Bailey is busted.
PT?
Yeah.
Did you ever go to the Barnum and Bailey Circus?
I did. We used to have a circus of Boy Scouts. Put on a circus down at the old arena when I was a young lad.
Really?
And I was in the circus.
Well, the old arena, was it called the Checkerdome at that time?
Well, back then it was probably the arena. Yeah. I mean, I'm, you know.
Do you remember when they called it the Checkerdome?
Yeah, that was when R. Hal Dean and Ralston Purina bought the Blues. They saved the Blues.
Right.
Who were going at the time, were going to move to Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. Under the ownership of Harry Ornest, who was a big brewing magnate in Canada, and he bought the Blues and was going to move them to Saskatoon, but Hal Dean and Ralston Purina stepped in and bought the team, renamed the building the Checkerdome, and then the rest, of course, is history.
I used to love going to those hockey games. Those are memories I don't have the greatest of they're good memories, not the strongest of memory, if you will. And everything but those experiences were special.
Every time I went to the hockey game,
I
would go to my car after the game, and Kevin Slayton would be fighting someone in the parking lot. every single time. And I've never seen the likes of it.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Slayton, still around?
I don't know. Yeah. He was quite the pugilist, Slayton was.
Yeah, well, especially if you were like a referee he liked to tell people what he thought.
I must have walked past the guy 3 or 4 times when he was slugging it out there.
So we would go to the game, and there used to be a restaurant or a bar on Hampton at 40 called Schmeezing's.
Oh, yeah.
You remember
Schmeezing's? Yeah.
That was the place to go to prior to a hockey game.
Yes.
And then you walk down Hampton Avenue, down into where the old Checker Dome was, which is now like it's like an industrial court with hotels
all
and
of
stuff
it.
There.
Yeah. You got in that Max's.
Mac Local Eats.
Yes.
Have you been there?
I have not. I need to do
Boy,
that.
The burger there is
I've heard,
fabulous,
I've heard,
dude.
And
it is.
That I would miss a burger is shocking.
You know, sometime when we're downtown and you have to have a meeting at my office,
we'll do it.
We'll do Max, or there's another place downtown called White Knight.
Oh yeah, we've done.
Man, it's great.
Yeah.
You know, it's an old flat top, and it's good food, and it's 4th of July food. It's hot dogs, it's hamburgers, it's good food.
436-7900 if you want to join the conversation, you can call or text there. We're always available on the Odyssey app, AUDACY.
Did you know we're on 104.1 FM, which
is
probably where most of you are listening to us.
Yeah, and if you want to see us, we're not streaming.
No.
So
it's Hancock and Kelly. You can see us Sunday mornings at 8:30.
That's exactly correct. When we come back, the big, beautiful bill was passed by the House of Representatives yesterday. The implications is, well, we'll talk about it next, right here on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's neither the Glover Show nor the Chris and Amy Show. It's Hancock and Kelly.
It is, because it's a holiday.
Because it's, well, first of all, it's Friday. We would be here normally.
Right.
And second of all, it's 4th of July. And as we know, if it's a holiday in St. Louis, Hancock and Kelly are at work.
Yeah, because we don't have to get paid time and a half.
No.
Yeah.
But so
we don't even get to be paid time.
Yeah. Are you out celebrating the holiday this weekend, or are you celebrating the big, beautiful bill, John Hancock, President Trump, passing his biggest and probably will be his single largest achievement of his presidency and this big, beautiful bill, as he calls it, or as the Republic or Democrats call it, the big, ugly bill? It's got some huge consequences. It extends the Trump tax cuts from his first iteration as president. It makes some severe cuts in some of the social safety net programs, and it was pushed through 100% by Donald Trump. Many people pointing to this saying this is what they voted for. The Democrats seem to think that this is
silver
the ticket
bullet.
Back into a relevancy. What say you?
Yeah, so it's a bit of a mixed bag. I mean, I do take objection to a lot of the characterization by Democrats that this is a giveaway to the wealthy. Anytime you cut taxes on the American people, the folks that pay the most taxes are going to get most of the benefit. I mean, that's the nature of a tax cut. But the tax cuts do go top to bottom of folks that pay income tax. You're going to pay and continue to pay because it's basically making permanent the tax cuts of 2017. Which I do think were stimulative for the economy. I don't think the tax cuts are going to be as stimulative as some are projecting. There are a lot of projections of 3% growth, for example. And the tax cuts of 2017, which these basically are, produced growth of about 2.6 to 2.7%, which is still, good growth. But the other complicating factor in terms of economic result of this bill is the fact that Donald Trump is insistent on putting these tariffs in place. And tariffs, I think, are a tax. And then so the tariff policy is going to have a negative impact on economic growth. So how this all plays out is yet to be seen.
What's frustrating from a Democratic perspective over the last decade or so, we've heard from Republicans talk about spending, spending, spending. And we needed to find ways to make cuts.
Yep.
We needed to find ways to bring down our costs. Our debt was too much, right?
Mm-hmm.
He even brought in the world's richest man, created a department of DOGE, went out and cut a bunch of money from the budget, saying this was all going to be about savings so that we could get debt under control. Then this bill comes forward, John. It's got $3 trillion just in the next 2 years that will be added to the deficit. whether you like it or not, the majority of those tax cuts, and when I say the majority, I say 80% of them are going to the top, the people at the top end of the scale.
Who pay the most taxes.
Right. This is the argument y'all make. But at the end of the day, it goes to them, right? At the same time, when DOGE is cutting services, it also has huge cuts to social safety net services.
The Medicaid cuts.
The Medicaid cuts. Here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
With the tightening of the belt as it relates to DOGE, with the tariffs, which people say is going to increase prices and cause some disruption in the economy, and now with these cuts in Medicaid and some of the social safety net programs, it seems to me the voter who went out and voted for Donald Trump is the person who's paying the price for Donald Trump. The dirty little secret here is most of us in red states have significantly higher populations of people on Medicaid.
That
and
is
it's
true.
It's not just what people would consider to be homeless folks or folks who've checked out on society. In many instances, these people work for the state of Missouri or work for some of the largest corporations and have Medicaid as their health care.
And that's a legitimate point. And the president had said as recently as March that he was not going to cut Medicaid. This bill that has passed is going to cut Medicaid. And as a result, there will be some number in the millions of people who are going to lose that health coverage they have. Now, the ironic thing to me, because we do politics for a living, the whatever pain is going to be felt by this is going to take some time. And it's likely that by the time the full pain of this thing takes effect, Democrats will be in control of Congress. Because you all are going to win the midterms, and you're going to take that House for certain, and possibly the Senate.
We have a debate over the last 6 months. We've talked about it. Boy, the Democrats seem rudderless, right? Mm-hmm. They have no message. And I think what I had said to you at the time was I think people just have to be patient. We're in disarray. We have to find a reason to be organized and to become a resistance. I think back to the Republicans when Obamacare was coming up. And it was the single greatest motivator, I would say, for a decade of Republican Party politics was we are coalescing to get together to fight against Barack Obama and this overreach.
You will remember that in the middle of all of that, a Republican actually got elected to the U.S. Senate from Massachusetts. To replace the late Ted Kennedy at the time.
What was his name?
Scott Brown,
exactly. Mm-hmm. Winds up being in a couple scandals himself.
Yeah.
But anyway, exactly. But it gave something for Republicans. Boy, this sure feels like what Democrats are going to rally around. And John, it seems to be on the message that Democrats need to recapture, which is the working middle class people of this country
who went out heavy for Donald Trump. Yep.
And who, by the way, they're going to have the best mountain of evidence to put in front of and say he did the exact opposite of what he told you he was going to do.
Yeah, and that will have some effect. I mean, the midterms, if you just look historically at the midterms, the party in power, especially in recent history, if one party controls everything, the midterms are almost always a bloodbath for that party that's in power. And so you take that, you look at Donald Trump's favorability ratings, which aren't awful right now, but they're not great either. I mean, he's in the low to mid 40s in terms of job approval. That tends to be a recipe for dozens of seat losses in the House. And, the Republicans, I think they've got 4 seats they would have to lose in the Senate net, one of which could be North Carolina now that Tom Tillis has announced he's not running because he voted against the big, beautiful bill.
Okay, so let's take this big, beautiful bill and look at it from a state perspective, right? I saw that Governor Kehoe was celebrating it yesterday with both of our senators saying this is important and this was a big deal.
Right.
The reality is there's a lot of federal funding that would come to Missouri as a result, that currently comes to Missouri, but now as a result of this bill is going to be curbed.
Yeah.
It's in the law.
Right.
Whether it be the provider tax, et cetera, the amount of money that's going to be coming to Missouri, which means services are going to be cut. And as I said, I think there is this belief system that there's a bunch of freeloader people out there that are just bleeding the system. this is primarily rural folks in this state who find themselves on Medicaid. This has now become an issue that Governor Kehoe has to navigate.
No question. Because the way the Medicaid program works is, and I don't know the exact percentage, but I think it is at or near 90% of the funding of Medicaid comes from the federal government to the states, and the states then match that at the 10% level or whatever it is. And one of the ways they match it is the provider tax, which hospitals, usually nonprofit institutions, collect from their consumers and then remit to the state to match the Medicaid payments because the hospitals get paid.
It's a self-tax, and it's as much as 20% Missouri.
Right.
Now, under this law, it gets curbed or it gets capped at 3%.
Yeah, and so that's going to – what that's going to do is put a real strain on the whole Medicaid program. And it's going to result in tightening eligibility because you just, the money's not there, you can't afford to cover. You know, it's pretty much that simple. And how states go about doing this, because the states administer the program, not the federal government, the states do. And that's going to be a headache.
But from a pure political theater process, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, Washington, D.C. consumes all the oxygen, and then the rest of us live with the consequences of it. When I was listening to the speeches on both sides of what they were going to say, it seemed to me that flyover America and Southern America is really going to get hurt the most from this, but yet they seem to be the ones cheering the most.
Well, we're going to find out. I don't think the benefits of the bill are going to be as, you know, incredible as Republicans are predicting, but I also don't think that the doom and gloom doomsday scenarios that Democrats are painting are going to exist either. I think the truth is going to be somewhere in the middle.
Hey, we're going to step aside, check in on the news, see what's going on in the weather. Hey, I want to come back. I want to talk to you about insurance. I am paying so much money
for insurance in different places. I'm fighting with an insurance company right now, and I'm not happy about
it. I'm fighting with one, too. We'll talk about our fights after
Can't
this.
Can't wait.
KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Friday, I'm Michael Kelly. That's John Hancock. It's the Hancock and Kelly Show. We're sitting in for Amy and Chris. We'll take you all the way up to noon because we got Cardinal baseball later today coming to you from Wrigley Field.
Yes, sir. And this is the 249th birthday of the Declaration of Independence. That statement of a bold statement made by our founders.
Cards manager.
Break it. Yeah. And Nellie Marmol was there. Yeah, so this is a big day.
Well, and there's a copy of the Declaration of Independence here in St. Louis at Washington University.
We're going to
visit a little bit about that later today.
Can't wait for that.
You were telling me earlier last week, regular listeners heard that you were in an accident.
Oh, buddy.
Yesterday, you and I spent some time together in a meeting.
Yep.
And as we were getting ready for the meeting to start, you were caught in insurance heck, where you were pressing one for English, two for a human, three if you caused the problem, four if the opponent did.
Yeah, yeah.
What was going on?
So, well, we have to go back to the beginning of the story. It was, you know, we've got the grandkids a couple days a week over at the house. And Nico, just 5 months old.
Infant.
5 months old.
Yeah.
And we were running a little low on the milk supply.
Mm-hmm.
And so my daughter's office is not far down the street from our house. And so she said she had some supply there.
Uh-huh.
So Pawpaw got in the car, and I went and picked up the milk. And I got the milk there in the front seat, and I looked down at the gas gauge on my car. And it's low. I'm thinking, well, the gas station's right there. You know, it's my regular gas station. I probably pulled in there 1,000 times. Phillips 66 right there at the corner of Woods Mill.
Okay.
And so I'm moving over there, and you know, there's a red light, and cars are backed up, and nobody's coming the other direction. So I'm making my left turn, and as I begin to make my left turn, I see this blue car driving at what appeared to be a fairly brisk pace.
Ooh.
Coming into
more
the...
More than the speed limit would allow.
And not stopping at the light down there at the corner. I mean, just
clearly
hauling.
A St. Louisan, because that's
just
acceptable in St.
Hauling.
Louis. Yeah.
And I thought, well, there's no way, you know. I mean, you have these split-second thoughts.
Right.
There's no way he's going to get to my car by the time I pull in here, because there's, you know, a good distance.
Mm-hmm.
Dude must have been going 80 miles an hour.
Whoa.
And boom! He
T-bones you.
T-bone. So my passenger side, I mean, you know, you've seen it.
It's just crunch.
It's not good. So we pull into the thing there, and guys, not that this matters.
Right.
We had the nose thing.
He had a ring in his nose?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we pull over. I call the police. The police comes out. But I had a witness.
Oh, they stuck around.
He did. The nicest guy, John. He's a painter.
Okay.
Anyway.
So John says,
John pulls,
I saw the whole thing,
he says,
I'm on your side,
I saw
here
the
come
whole,
the cops.
Yeah. So, and, you know, John's story was, he was pulling out on Clayton Road, and this guy was barreling down Clayton Road.
Okay.
And he almost hit John.
Mm-hmm.
And John pulls out behind him then, the guy's going real fast, and John said to himself, this guy's going to hit somebody. And sure enough, that's what happened. So John, really a great citizen, and he tells a story. The insurance company...
Okay.
Of the driver.
All right.
You denied my claim.
Did you call them?
I did. I put a claim in.
So you called them and said, hey, your guy hit me.
Hit me.
And of course they denied it.
They yes.
And now you got to get the police report and turn it into
all of that.
So
yeah, we're in the process of doing all that. But and I am, you know, I got a $250 deductible, so whatever, I'm going to get my car fixed.
Right.
But I'm going to pursue making that company pay just for the moral principle of the thing.
Yeah.
And so we're going to go to arbitration. There's a whole process. My buddy John, he's my buddy now, the witness is going to be there, and we're going to go to court on this deal.
I think most people have had some type of experience with the insurance company, and we're not speaking of the health insurance company, but some type of property or home
or car,
et cetera.
Yeah.
And not unique here. I've done it as well, and It's supposed to make you feel better that you have insurance, that you're safer because you have it.
My insurance company was outstanding.
But the second, from my experience, the second you have to use insurance, it just turns into a long, arduous process.
Well, I mean, I'm telling you, and the company that I'm dealing with, the other driver's insurance company, they spend more on a 30-second ad
during a football game
that's going to cost to fix my car.
Right.
And they denied the claim, and it's frustrating. It's aggravating.
I had a flood. I have an office in downtown St. Louis, a big, tall building. We had a flood, spills into our office. Oof. Had to have some type of remediation take place so that mold didn't grow,
et cetera. I remember all that.
And it's just, you've got to go out on your own to pay for all this stuff to come in, and then you got to go through the insurance company. And even though you are a customer of the insurance company and you are paying it on a regular basis, I paid it for 15 years, never needed it. The second you call in, you now not are the customer, you almost get viewed with a scrupulous eye. Mm. Now, exactly what happened? Explain to me, should you have checked on this, that, and the other? And I'm sitting there thinking, for 15 years, I've been paying you people, and now I get a flood, and I got to deal with stuff.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
No, that's no good. I will say, my experience with my insurance company in this instance has been entirely pleasant.
Let me be clear. My insurance agent's the best.
Yeah.
The actual human that I deal with is great.
Yeah.
It's just the system of insurance.
Yeah.
And then they sing it. And boy, this is the other thing about insurance. Whenever you're dealing with, you're going to have to deal with this. You got to get things notarized, John.
Yes.
From the notary public.
Yeah.
And there is nothing more annoying in the world than having to find a notary public.
Oh, I love notaries public.
I understand, but
do you have
someone in your life right now that is that you could go to if you had to have something notarized right this minute?
Commerce Bank.
Okay. Well, guess what? The bank's closed on a holiday. But I mean,
well, you can't get a notary.
So then you're surrendering. But I know people whose like mom has been a notary public, or their sister.
Yeah.
I need a notary public in my life.
Well, get
am
one.
Am I on a notary and I'm
You've
doing
got
for
it.
The insurance
There's
company?
There's a little process you go through. I know all about this. You
Can
know,
I notarize my own documents if I'm a notary public?
No.
Well, then I don't want to be a notary.
No.
I need somebody else to be a notary.
I told you who became a notary public.
Yeah, you told me, what was it, Roy Blunt?
Yes.
Yeah.
Former Senator
he would
Roy Blunt had to become, because Governor Kehoe wanted Roy Blunt to swear him into office.
Uh-huh.
And you have to, in order to swear in an office holder, you have to be a judge or a notary public.
Hmm.
And so Roy Blunt became a notary public, and he swore in Governor Kehoe.
Did he happen to explain to you how long it takes to become one?
I mean,
it's a
process.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes some effort.
Maybe we could do this together. You and I could both become notary publics at the same time, and you could notarize my stuff, and I could notarize your stuff.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
You don't want to be a notary public?
No, I used to, but I don't anymore.
Oh. You were one at one time?
No, I thought about it.
Yeah.
I did think about it. Because you got the cool little stamp thing.
Isn't it a little antiquated, though, if you think about it? That we're still running around in today's digital world with embossers to say, random person who just got paid $10 to say this.
Yeah.
Saw this person sign this document.
It's America, buddy. And we're celebrating it today.
Huh. It seems to me to be a regulation. You would be opposed to those, typically.
Well, I mean, you got to, It's a product of living in a free society,
and
a recognition of the fact that people are not at their core fundamentally honest, and so when you understand that the human being is not fundamentally honest, you need things like notaries public to make sure people are honestly signing documents.
Oh,
so there you have it, and.
And who runs the notary public?
The Secretary of State.
Which is what you ran for.
Twice.
So you clearly feel strongly about notary public.
I do.
Yeah,
I would have been a good Secretary of State, Now, the people didn't agree.
Well,
but I would have been.
You ran. Listen, you almost won in elections similar to what the Republicans may experience in another year, which is it's just going to be a bad cycle for Republicans.
I did pick two very bad cycles in which to run for statewide office. I did.
How much you lose by the first time?
1.3%.
Oh, my Uh-huh. What about the second
and,
half?
And she, the gal that beat me that time, she got impeached a year
later. Of course. Yeah, Judy Moriarty, right?
Yeah.
She got to leave early.
Yeah, she did.
And she changed the book colors and the whole bit.
She did. She made the blue book pink.
What'd you lose by the second time?
3%.
Yeah.
So
another bad Republican year.
Yep. I was the lead vote getter, Republican vote getter in both of those elections.
So you've won elections and lost elections.
Yes, I have.
I've never been a candidate. I've been a part of the teams that have worked on it, and it's a huge adrenaline and a huge letdown on one way. What's it like to be a candidate? Well, you've put your entire life out there, and you get gutted in front of the whole world.
Yeah, it was tough, man. The first time, so the first loss, I was supposed to win. I mean, everybody said, well, Hancock's going to win, you know. And we didn't have our campaign was at the, that was a cycle where you had a $300 contribution limit.
Okay.
And so we didn't have any money, you know, I mean, I cobbled together, I don't know, a couple hundred grand and ran some television and, but we didn't have any polling, and I'd done very well in the primary, and the gal that won the Democratic primary, nobody had ever heard of it. She hadn't raised any money, but she was the only woman in a four-candidate primary.
Uh-huh.
So it was a fait accompli that I was going to win that election, and then you get to election night, and the results start coming in, and our governor candidate that year got 38% of the vote.
Bill Webster?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Ross Perot was on the ballot, so George Bush got 39% of the vote. And I mean, the whole ticket just kind of imploded, and I didn't make it. So that was, but at that point, you know, I was a newlywed, still lived in an apartment. I mean, you know, I'm young, I'm 28 years old, so it wasn't that big a deal.
Did you truly not know that leading up to it, or was it only that night that you
when
knew?
The results started coming in? Now I got a pretty good Buchanan County reports first, St. Joe.
Right,
it's a really good barometer of the state, and I was losing Buchanan County, and I thought, and then as the results, I figured it out fairly early in the night,
right?
But everybody else at the party was, you know, whooping it up because, you know, this is our guy's going to win, you know,
right?
So that was tough, but the second loss. It was really tough because when I lost that time, I knew I was going to lose because we had tracking polls.
Right.
And so you go into that thing. And at that time, Johnny was 2. Georgianne was 8 months pregnant. And I had taken out a second mortgage because I didn't have a job. And, you know, and so my car lease was up in December.
Right.
So, and that was our only car. And so, and when I lost that night, you know, with no job, no, you know, and I was now 32 and a father of 2 almost. That one was
scary world.
Really scary.
Let's go to the other side of the coin because you were successful as a state rep.
Yeah.
And you had that time and your parents were around for it.
Yeah.
What was it like to put your name on a ballot and to see it happen?
Because
I don't think most people have courage to put it. I surely don't.
And I actually had a competitive district back then. And so I won my first state rep race by 300 votes.
Right.
That was exhilarating, you know, to actually win. The votes come in. And I won the second one by 600 votes. So, I mean, those were both, you know.
What about your folks being there? That had to be special because
awesome.
You're a young
awesome.
Man.
Yeah.
You take the political bug. You don't come from a political family.
Right.
You get invested. You're outgoing. You've cut your own way. In fact, I think you may have gone opposite your mother's politics.
My folks were Democrats until Carter.
Right.
but
I mean, to put it out there, it had to have been so cool because you were doing it for yourself and for your constituents, but wow, Mom and Dad, look at me.
Yeah, and my parents were real involved, and I was so young. I was 6 or 8 years out of the Boy Scouts, and so all the Boy Scout parents that I'd grown up with, they all volunteered on the campaign, and It was a great experience. It was a great experience. I would encourage folks, if you're at a situation in life where you could, you know, afford to do it, to run for office because it's a cool responsibility to serve the public, you know, because I got a call from Mr. Langford had owned the Willowbrook Pharmacy, and he was not on the state's preferred prescription provider thing, you know, and it was hard on his business, and then I was able to get it done for him.
Right.
You know, and you can actually help people like that. That's a pretty cool thing.
He's John Hancock. I'm Michael Kelly. Happy 4th of July to you. We're going to talk about barbecuing and what maybe you have on the grill after this. KMOX. We'll take you all the way to noon. We got Cardinal baseball today coming to you from the second city.
Little nervous about this Redbird ball club.
Yeah, well, after the Pirates.
Shut out three times in a row in Pittsburgh. I don't think that's probably ever happened before.
And Pittsburgh seems to—they're not having a that great of a year.
Now they've gotten hot of late. They swept the Mets and then they swept the Cardinals. But our last five losses have all been shutouts, which is, you know, I'm sure that's probably never happened in the history of the game. Seven out of the last eight games the Cardinals have played,
Have
been shutouts. Either a couple of them by us and five of them by our opponents. Very rare, but the team's not hitting.
One of the greats of baseball, Clayton Kershaw, had 3,000 strikes the other night.
His last
even
pitch.
Though his bugaboo has always been the Cardinals, right? We're the killers of Clayton Kershaw.
Well, in the playoffs in general. He's not had a storied postseason career.
How's he rank in terms of all one of the great pitchers of all time?
Well, he's certainly in the conversation. And now the fact that he has struggled in the postseason probably hurts his, you know, he's a Hall of Famer without question. He's probably the second greatest left-hander in the history of the Dodgers organization. Next is Sandy Koufax. You know, he's one of the great pitchers of all time and perhaps the last pitcher in baseball history to record 3,000 strikeouts.
Right.
Just because these pitchers don't go deep anymore in the games. And even though we're in this era of swing and miss where everybody's looking for a 100-mile-an-hour starter who's got a, you know, a big break on his ball and then a heavy fastball to get swing and miss from batters, I don't know that you're ever going to see 3,000 strikeouts. I don't see anybody in the game right now that's going to get there. I mean, you think about these young flamethrowers. And the other thing that's problematic in that regard is that almost all of these pitchers at some point in their career have surgery.
Right.
And miss a season. Look at Adam Wainwright. Missed almost two full seasons with injury.
Was shocked to see after he, not shocked, but was interested to see after he threw his 3,000th strikeout at the conclusion of that game, the field ground staff of the Dodgers dug up the rubber. John, I had no idea that the rubber was the size of a railroad tie.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was just a strip, maybe an inch thick. You know, but that rubber that these inside of a pro ball stadium is the size of a railroad tie. It took them almost 20 minutes to dig it out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's you bury that sucker deep in there. And the rubber is part of the whole pitching mystery that exists. Where you're going to position yourself on the rubber. Some pitchers go all the way to the third base side. Some go all the way to the first base side. Some are in the middle. Some barely touch the front end of the rubber with their shoe.
You have to have your
foot's got to be touching the rubber. Yeah.
Well,
you don't have to stand on the rubber, but it has to be touching the rubber.
Where was the Hancock starting position for your foot when you were going to deliver the ball to the plate?
Third base side. I would go to not extreme. I'd have my toe would still be, you know, on the edge of the rubber. But then I kind of always threw across my body.
What percentage of the batters would you hit with the ball?
You know.
Half?
No, 10, 15%.
Oh, come on. How long did you play baseball till?
I was well into my preteen years.
I remember baseball being nothing but getting hit by the ball. That's all it was. You know, you'd go up there, you'd stand, you'd wait for him to pitch. Nobody could get the ball over the plate and you'd get
it. My baseball career ended because at the age of 11.
Got caught cheating?
We were playing St. Monica's.
Throwing a game?
No, St. Monica's. Tough team.
Uh-huh.
And the pitcher for St. Monica, Finnegan, I think his name was, hit me twice in the game. Two consecutive at-bats, he hit me.
Charge him.
And from that moment on, I was afraid of the ball. But my greatest moment, also against St. Monica, we were facing them, and they only had eight guys show up to the game. They didn't have a right fielder.
Right.
And so I'm standing up, and the coach gives me the take sign, as he always does. And ball's coming at my head, Michael.
Uh-huh.
I back away. Somehow the ball hits my bat and goes into right field. There's nobody in right field.
You take first.
I'm running. And I got a triple on the thing because I'm slow. But that
How
was my,
about that? Yeah. Just on a freak of getting out of the way of the ball.
Yep, yep. So, you know, every now and then.
Yeah, a little squirrel can find a nut occasionally.
That's exactly right. Hey, when we come back, Scott Jago is roaming St. Louis. We'll visit with him next on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.